Blues Beach, located north of Fort Bragg, is a truly beautiful piece of Mendocino coastline. Recently, a years-long process has brought 136 acres, including Blues Beach itself, back into tribal hands, with the land transferred from state control via Caltrans. Spearheaded by the group Kaipoma, which is a group representing the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians, the Round Valley Indian Tribes, and the Sherwood Valley Band of Pomo Indians, the land transfer marks a major milestone in tribal ownership on the North Coast. We spoke with Jose Carlos Rivera, the Sherwood Valley Tribal Chairman, to learn more about the transfer process, its importance to local tribes, and future plans for the 136-acre Blues Beach site. He began the conversation by discussing how the Blues Beach site has been part of tribal lands for generations and the healing brought through its return.
This is a historical event that has taken place to receive, you know, this land back from, you know, one owner to another, specifically, you know, tribal entities. And I also believe that, you know, in this process, that, you know, retaining this land is really a part about reconciliation as well. The land that, quote unquote, that we've obtained has been the land for our people since the beginning of our time. And through the colonization, through that colonization era, you know, our land was taken from us in a sense. And we were removed to be placed in other parts of the land, you know, that we were forced to stay there. We were forced to live another way of life, a European way of life, you know, through assimilation. And so land is connected to our people, not just physically, but spiritually. And so I truly believe that in a spiritual sense, there is healing that is happening. We might not be able to see it, you know, at the moment, but there is healing that is happening, you know, through that process. And so, you know, through the past several years of, you know, countless meetings and discussions and paperwork, you know, and a lot of movement, to be able to get to this, point now where we now have, the land.
Jose Carlos Rivera, Sherwood Valley Tribal Chairman, then described Blues Beach itself in further detail and changes that will occur under tribal ownership to protect the site.
Specifically, Blues Beach is an amazing site to see, you know, as that's, you know, home to us. And so, you know, you have, again, coastal properties. So you have beautiful beaches and just beautiful Pacific Ocean. So at this point, the Blues Beach is no longer accessible by vehicle. Up until this point, I believe there was, you know, that was a possibility at one time. But as part of preserving our land and protecting our land, that will be no longer accessible by vehicle, but only by foot. So, you know, of course, you know, we want to be able to utilize that coastal property for continued gathering, continued cultural teachings on the coast. Also, you know, ceremonial events that come up throughout the year, cultural camps for our elders and our youth to share and learn. And so, yeah, so I think, you know, in collaboration with our other sister tribes, you know, we will protect the land and take care of it and utilize it to share culture and spirituality.
Jose Carlos ended our interview by talking about the current movement for tribes across the country and in various situations to reclaim their lands.
Not just our tribes, but across California and across the country, you know, tribes are moving towards you know, gaining their original land base, you know, from the state level, you know, the city level. And so, yes, yeah, so I, you know, I don't have anything specifically, you know, on a project this scale, but, I would say that, you know, as we move forward, you know, we definitely want to be able to, reclaim, our homeland.
The reclamation of 136 acres around Blues Beach by tribes of Mendocino was made possible by California Senate Bill 231, which allowed Caltrans to transfer the property and ban commercial activity on the site. The beach will continue to be open to the public, but now will be forever under tribal stewardship. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.